This year, the financial services industry has been battered by allegations of ethical lapses. Federal regulators, along with New York State officials, are investigating conflicts of interest among securities analysts. The Enron scandal has created enormous doubt about the work done by the auditing profession. Word came yesterday that two more investment banks are being investigated for the way they allocated shares of stock in initial public offerings. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The investigation was reported in several newspapers and later confirmed by an industry source. The source said the National Association of Securities Dealers has sent letters to Robertson Stephens and J.P. Morgan Chase warning them that they may face civil charges in connection with their handling of initial public offerings of stock in the late 1990s. At the height of the IPO frenzy, numerous technology companies went public and instantly saw their stock climb to many times its initial price, and many of those who bought stock early on made a lot of money. Securities lawyer Melvin Weiss says major investors who wanted to participate in IPOs sometimes had to pay kickbacks to big investment banks.
They had to engage in trades in other securities at exorbitantly high brokerage commissions. The average commission for these kinds of investors would be 5 cents a share. They were told, well, buy 100,000 shares of IBM, and they were charged $1, $2, 60 cents a share commissions.
Weiss, whose firm is the lead counsel in a group of lawsuits filed by shareholders against the banks, says some banks also engaged in another practice called laddering. In exchange for being allowed to buy IPO shares, Weiss says investors had to commit to buying more shares in the same stock later on.
And this was designed to create an artificial hype in the stock, to make it look like there was a lot of market demand and momentum in the stock. The whole thing distorted the market beyond belief.
That kind of price manipulation violates securities law, and the Securities and Exchange Commission has been investigating the practice since the middle of last year. The investigation has already resulted in charges against Credit Suisse First Boston. In January, it agreed to pay a $100 million fine to settle the complaints. Although the firm did not acknowledge wrongdoing, the firm's chief executive was forced to resign. Now regulators are expanding the investigation to some of the other big banks that were active in technology IPOs. Of the two banks named yesterday, one, Robertson Stephens, declined to comment. The firm was one of the top 10 biggest underwriters of technology stocks during the boom. The other, J.P. Morgan Chase, did issue a statement. The firm noted that the SEC was investigating a variety of charges against a range of firms, and it said it believed the allegations against it were relatively low level. SEC officials declined to comment. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.